Blog Talk Radio.
Frequency of this year has gone up exponentially. Every time I think I find my balance, then things shift and change again. I've had some interesting experiences. A few of them I'm going to share with you. This morning I'm just running into all kinds of computer glitches. And even on the phone, I went ahead and called in for my radio show, and I'm punching in the numbers, and we did not receive your numbers, and I did it a second time, and they just hung up on me. I called back, and it was fine. I got in, but it's like everything. Okay, my Netflix last night just lost me. I wasn't there. Nothing I had been viewing was showing. Called up Netflix this morning. They had never seen anything like it. They don't know why it was happening. And then we did a few configurations, and it came back. Just little stuff. Nothing earth-shattering, but it tells me that there's a frequency. It tells me there's an energy that is truly flowing and that we are subject to. So for myself, it's just kind of interesting. For those of you who are out in the world there doing whatever it is that you are doing, where you have to drive or you have to see people, I imagine you're running into these glitches also, which is always interesting nonetheless. And the world is an interesting place. I was at the Healing Expo in Addison, Texas. I spoke there. I had a really good time. It is every time I do that, I'm going to Texas next weekend, so the radio show will be on Wednesday instead of Thursday. I'll be heading out again. I'm going to spend a weekend at Miracles of Joy doing readings and classes. But every time I go to the Healing Expo, I have a wonderful time. I meet people, and I ended up meeting some people who do tinctures and remedies with CBD, which is cannabis without the THC, which, by the way, is legal. So the reason I'm sharing this with you is this is supposed to help balance the body inside. And I'm always interested in you know, more balance, more youth, more strength, more all this stuff, you know, that we always, everything that people are looking for. And I'm starting to really see the difference in my physical body in regards to the things that I am doing. It's like I reached a crescendo of aging, and now it's reversing even more. So, and I didn't age all that much because I've always been, you know, very dedicated to the higher frequency and, of course, eating well. But it seems this year, once again, this high frequency kind of reached this crescendo of holy smokes, you know. I can really feel and see my body changing. So I thought, okay, I'm interested in this CBD. Everybody I know seems to love marijuana. It is legal in Colorado. There is they are voting on it in Arizona. I did vote for it to be legal in Arizona. It is medically legal. But anyways, I got this CBD tincture. I thought it would be the easiest way to take it, and then a face cream with the CBD in it. And it's supposed to be, you know, the best from Australia, blah, 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 inspected by this person, that person, high potency. And it was not cheap. So the person next to me bought some on Saturday at the expo I'm speaking of, and he said, man, I slept like a baby. It was wonderful. I relaxed. I didn't have this, you know, constant mental plane hamster in a wheel thing. And I thought, wow, this is so cool. So I went to the table and I checked it out, and I bought a few things. I bought one tincture for my husband, who's always on the mental plane, and it is hard for him to relax. He carries it really well, and he likes, you know, the effects of, you know, smoking marijuana. It helps him relax. My daughter likes the effects of it, and it helps her relax. I don't particularly like it. It takes me to a place I don't like it. But I've never liked being high in any way, shape, or form. I don't drink, and I don't. I gave up marijuana. It put me to sleep. Well, alcohol does the same thing. Anyways, long story short, I'm taking this CBD tincture. I started when I was in Texas, and I'm using the cream on my face. I'm very excited about that, and I'm not sleeping. I go to sleep, and then I wake up. And not only do I wake up, I am, like, wide awake. And my mental plane is, like, spinning like a top. And I thought, okay, I'm just going to take this a little slower. Anyways, for the last 3 weeks or so, 2.5 weeks, I've been playing with this. And yesterday I didn't take anything. And I slept so good. And I have not been able to sleep with the CBD. Now, what the CBD does is it activates the cannabinoid receptors in the body. They're discovering all kinds of things about what marijuana does. And they're not just discovering it. It's just getting talked about in this country, in all actuality. They've been doing this for years in Norway, Sweden, you know, other places in Europe. And the healing effects, and, of course, hemp, you can build a house, and it makes bricks, and you don't need to cut down all the trees. So I'm an advocate, sorry to say, not trying to be political, but it's a very interesting thing. I'm not taking it anymore, and I was wondering if being in the high frequency, if anybody else has experienced anything like this, but be in touch with your body. You know, there's... this is very high-quality stuff. There's a lot of less-quality stuff out there. But I think it has to do with this year. I really, really do. As uncomfortable as some of the changes have been, and as sensitive as my body gets, the higher in frequency I go, the more sensitive my body gets. And you are most likely experiencing the same thing. You know, sometimes I think about this, and it's like, wow. Am I crazy? You know, all this stuff that I do, am I crazy? It is, is the frequency really rising? Is this the response to my dizziness or my, you know, trying to get balanced or focused or any of those things? But I got to tell you, I can't deny what I ask for, I get. And when I sit down to write my blog, I sit down for an hour and a half, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And what is written is like, holy smokes, where did that come from? Because I don't do an outline, I don't do anything, I just write. Okay, so there's more to life. There is more, and you have had experiences. I know you have. Feel free to share them today. I know you've had experiences which tell you and validate you to the fact that there is so much more going on than meets the eye, than the physical world can explain. My husband sleeps like a baby on the CBD, and evidently I don't need it, and evidently I'm in a high enough frequency, and my husband said that to me the other day. He goes, there's no reason for you to have any of this stuff. You know, it's like, he said, I feel sometimes like I'm living with an alien, and he says it with love. You know, we've been together 32 years. You know, he said, you've always been different. He said, and now, you know, you're not like anybody else. And it's not, I take it as a compliment, and I'm not telling you to brag to you. I'm telling you because maybe 10 years ago, the CBD probably would have come in real handy. But now in the higher frequency, and you and I, all of us, those of you listening here, you're here and listening because you've been doing stuff to take care of yourself, because you've been experiencing things, because you know there is more to all of this physical world. There is a spiritual world, and it is changing, and it is creating change within you. The title for today's show is Your Thoughts Create Your Life, and that is so true. I have pursued health. I have pursued love, joy, peace, prosperity, perfect divine self-expression. I have chosen to live my life in joy. I have chosen to not allow my life to be complicated and not let my ego take control. This is years of practice in this because the ego still pops up. But I must say, 2016, and people have told me it's this year has been extremely difficult. And it's like, well, what is that difficulty? What are we experiencing? Since our thoughts create, are we, you know, I have described this before. Love, joy, peace, prosperity, health. Many of you are in pursuit of that. Perfect divine self-expression. And the angels always say yes. Spirit always says yes. The universe always says yes, whatever you choose to call it. And in order for you to have love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, we all go through meeting ourselves. Meeting ourselves. What is this ego response I'm having? What is this fear that I'm feeling? What is in my face at this time? And the universe will put in front of your face exactly what you need to get rid of, what you need to deal with, what you need to heal from. It may be physical or it may be emotional. And the universe says, yes, 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 to love, joy, peace, prosperity, health. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Of course, of course, of course. And then all of a sudden you're hit, bam, with like a baseball bat to the forehead, and the universe is saying, pay attention to this. I had lunch with a friend yesterday, and she's going through some major stuff, some really weird stuff. And I must admit, I've had some really weird stuff happen lately, too, and it's like, you know, it's like, what is this about? What is this about? Some of it I'm not sure what it was about, but I do know that I don't want to live my life in fear, and I don't want to live my life questioning everything. It's like, okay, I'm just going to go with the flow of this, you know. And anyways, with her stuff, it's like, wow, somehow we signed on for this. It's a lot of stuff with her kids and family and things like that, and maybe some of you are experiencing it. And we put ourselves, you know, our energy's in the middle of it sometimes. And we have to understand that we signed on for a lot of this, and that it is our frequency that is helping other people, even though they may be completely uncomfortable. And we have to learn to go with the flow. We have to learn to continue to focus on what it is we want, not what we don't want, even though we don't see how a situation could possibly work out. Not all of you are in the crown chakra energy that 2016 is declaring for us. I feel like I am, which is why, you know, there's been the last 2 years especially, and some of you may have experienced this, there's so much balancing of the spiritual energy, the high frequency, and trying to find that balance in the physical body. And the more refined we get in frequency, the more we're going to find that, wow, maybe I shouldn't eat this, or maybe I shouldn't drink that, or maybe I shouldn't do this. And then even though I've heard it from other people, it's like, well, I've been, you know, eating this or drinking this my whole life. And it's like, yeah, and all of a sudden, now your body says, no more. You want to carry this high frequency, you're going to have to do this, 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 and this. What? And you know what it is. You're in touch enough. All of a sudden, you got an allergic reaction. Well, hello. My husband said it to me the other day. He said, sometimes when I get out of bed in the morning, when I place my feet on the floor, they're tender or they're sore. He said, it doesn't last very long. He said, once I start walking, the circulation gets going, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, I'm probably getting arthritis or something like that, which, hearing those words out of his mouth, just, it's like, oh, it's arthritis. There's nothing I can do about it. You know, sometimes I get cramped in my fingers, and, you know, and it's like, are you kidding me? We label it, we claim it, and now it's ours. And I looked at him and I said, don't even give me that. Don't give me that. And I don't want you all to take it on either. It's like, if you're claiming arthritis, then you've got inflammation. And if you've got inflammation, then there is something that you are doing, that you are eating, that you are ingesting, that is causing an allergic reaction inside your physical body and is causing that inflammation. So you need to take a look at what you're eating or drinking. And my husband drinks a lot of beer. I said, perhaps it's time to take a look at how much you're consuming. Because he has admitted he feels better when he drinks less. And it's like, okay, fine. But don't give me this crap that you're getting arthritis. That's a bunch of junk. And that doesn't just happen. You know, it doesn't just, oh, and I know most people believe that. Oh, my God, and they brag about their diseases or whatever. They go to a doctor, and how many medications are you taking? You know, that's all a bunch of bunk. If your doctor declares it, all of a sudden you have it, it becomes your reality, it's like, bull. I won't buy it. And I said, you know, and I told him that. I said, if you've got these issues, then you need to be taking a look at what you're eating or drinking and how you're feeding your body. End of story. We are more sensitive in this high frequency. And let me tell you, my husband is moving up in frequency slowly. Two things. He's a man. Sorry, guys. And he's in the real world while I sit at home here, which is what I manifested. And by the way, he manifested his business. He runs his own business. He's the big daddy at his own business. And I've told you about it before, doors and windows. God, nothing more complicated than that. And it's amazing how many things can go wrong. This is what he manifested. He wanted this business. This was his heart's desire. But he is rising in frequency, slowly. And like I said, because he's out in the real world, just like so many of you are, you're faced with a bunch more things than I am. And as I sit here, you know, cloistered by National Forest, where my subdivision is, sitting in my home, you know, in my little office, watching the leaves fall off the cottonwood tree out my window. So I get it, you know. And it's easy to be in a high frequency when you're sitting here. You don't have to deal with people every day. So you are probably in the same boat, and you're going to have to take a look at it. If we were like other people, he would probably end up going to the doctor. Oh, my God, the bottom of my feet hurt. You know, for the first few minutes when I get up in the morning, I've got this tightness in my fingers. And okay, you know, your body's trying to tell you something. Most people don't understand that. If you're having money issues, you just get upset. The ego pops up. I don't, you know, all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'll never get what I want, blah, blah, blah. This is all ego stuff. This is what the universe is putting in front of your face for you to move up into the higher frequency. This is what it's all about. Dealing with your stuff, taking a look within, whether it's physical or emotional, you need to deal with it. And you need to understand that just because you've acted this way or done these things or eaten this way or drank this way your whole life, you could be reaching maximum overload. The old survival mechanisms do not work in this new frequency. 2016 has put it in front of your face. 2016 has been an explosion of anger and hatred. I mean, look what's going on in our political system. It's like, oh, my God. The hatefulness, as people are expressing their own frustration about who they are, their place in the world, and instead of looking within, they're expounding with outside of themselves, blaming Hillary, blaming this person, blaming Obama, blaming that person, and jumping into idol worship. I swear to God, I can't even believe I am seeing it, of idol worship of another presidential candidate. And it's like, this is what happens when people refuse to look within. They're looking for someone outside of themselves to save them, and it may be you, and if this pisses you off, oh well. I don't know what to. When you look outside of yourself for salvation, or you look outside of yourself for an answer, oh, this person will take care of it, or this person will free me, or, oh, God, this person will make America great again. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. No one person can do that, and you are missing the point. That person is missing the point. You need to go within. I wrote my blog the other day. I write it and then I reread it and reread it and and then I set it aside. I got to pull it out again today and read it again. It is amazing the things. I'm a stickler for grammar, commas, things like that. For things to make sense, I have a tendency to write the way I talk, and boy, that doesn't work. Okay. So, anyways, I'll be looking at it again. But I wrote about this. It's like, come on, really, people? It is amazing to me how quickly people are willing to blame someone else for their lot in life when it is their own complacency. So what are you doing? What are you doing today? Your thoughts are creating your life. What are your thoughts? Focus them. Think about it. What was your train of thought today? Are you investing in gratitude and thanking the universe for miracles? Because, hey, they do happen. Or are we just, you know, yelling and screaming at, railing at our fate? Take a breath. Your thoughts are creating. Nothing that is happening to you is someone else's fault. Nothing that is happening to you is someone else's fault. Empowered Life is the name of the radio show. That's what this is about. And in order for us to live an empowered life, we have to take responsibility. We have to take responsibility for the plight that we are in, and we have to take responsibility for how we feel. Are you putting yourself first? Are you feeding yourself real food? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you paying attention? Because this is a biggie. Are you in present moment? In present moment means you're paying attention. Personally, you know, as I look back on 2016, and I'm, you know, taking it all in, because I admit with you, it was a weird year. The things that happened, I think more than anything, I've learned more to go with the flow. It's like, okay, I don't get this. I don't understand what it's about, but okay. I'm not going to let my world fall apart because somebody doesn't like the way I dress, or, you know, somebody decides to open up my car and take stuff because I wasn't smart enough to lock it. You know, how much credence are you going to give to outside circumstances, considering that you have created this and that you signed on? For my friend, it was like you signed on to help your kids or your family move forward, and just like I did with my daughter, the meth addict, who's not a meth addict anymore. She's actually grown up into a wonderful, amazing, smart, brilliant young woman. But I can look back and go, now I can go, wow, I knew it. When I finally got centered through all the chaos, because, man, I don't like chaos in my life, but it was chaotic. When you have one person who is that messed up, and you allow them to control things in your life, ooh, which I did, I admit. Crazy. But I'm not going to do that anymore. Oh, shoot. It's kind of crazy. And I choose to live my life in peace. But that's because I went inward. In that moment, there was a moment when I finally went inward and said, okay, this is nuts. I'm not going to do this anymore, angels. I'm not going to buy into this. What do I need to do? I need to disconnect. I need to go with the flow. I need to, you know, I gotta give this up. Oof. I gotta give up trying to control things. And then this year pushed it even further that, you know, paying attention to what I'm eating. Could I possibly have a diet that is more meticulous than what I have? Oh, I think so. Could I possibly have more fear or more issues, you know, to clear out? Oh, yeah. The higher in frequency you go, the deeper the issues become, and, you know, and the more quickly you are able to release them. But it is about you, and it is about refining you, and it is more than anything, if you can grasp this concept, more than anything, it is about empowering you. Hello? As uncomfortable as that may be, we're just going to have to believe, trust, attach. I think about this because people have said to me, if I only knew why this happened, then I could get over it. It's like, no, that's not the deal. Nope, that is not the deal at all. It's not about knowing why. It's about believing, trusting, and attaching. That's it, folks. The universe is going to bring you everything that you need. And we're going to have to trust that it'll do that. What do you think faith is all about, right? Believe, trust, attach. Read my book, The Eight Keys. That's what it was written about. How to move through this energy, how to be more in touch, how to be in the present moment, how to understand energy, how to get in that present moment and get the download from your source, your angels, your God, so that you know what to do. And sometimes you're not going to know what to do, which means don't do anything, and certainly don't respond to anything from a place of fear. And we've all done it. I've done it. I know. I'm not perfect. However, I'm so much better than I was last year on issues. I'm so much better at paying attention. And that's what you're doing. You're not, you know, trying to compete with someone else. There is no such thing as competition. What you're trying to do is become better than you were before. And each little step, each little aha moment, each little thing takes us to a different frequency. It's amazing. Well, let's go to today's affirmation for empowerment. It is from John Randolph Price. It is in the chat room. And it's also on my Facebook page, the Linda West Psychic Medium Facebook page and Linda West Facebook page. Today's affirmation: I accept all that I am, capital letters, and have, capital letters. I accept all that I am and have. Let me talk about this for a second. Accepting the place that you are in, instead of struggling against it, accepting what you have because you created it. At this moment, I accept all that I am and have and allow myself the experience of heaven on earth. I accept all that I am and have and allow myself the experience of heaven on earth. In this moment of acceptance, folks, you can have heaven. If you step into your heart center, into that appreciation and saying, okay, this is where I am at now and I accept it. You quit the struggle. That is heaven. In that moment where you quit pushing and shoving and struggling against what is your experience of heaven on earth. I accept all that I am, capital letters, and have, capital letters, and allow myself the experience of heaven on earth. With great love, I express my thankfulness. Go to your heart, folks. I know the good I am seeking is what I am. Capital letters, I am, A-M. I am open to receive. Are you understanding how powerful this affirmation is? And below is a beautiful picture. It says, heaven on earth is a choice we make, not a place we must find. Being in the moment right now accepting what is as yours that you have created with your thoughts. Quit struggling against it and accept it in this moment, and you will find your peace. You will find it. And it is amazing. I got to tell you, it is an amazing feeling, heaven on earth. Because I can't fix this, angel, so I'm giving it to you. And I'm going to smile and be happy and enjoy this moment anyways. You cannot wait for everything to be perfect in your life before you actually give up the struggle and have fun. Because I guarantee you, you will never find that. You will never get there. I am going to go ahead and take the calls now. And thank you for calling. We didn't have any callers last week, which was kind of funny. I did stop after the half hour of my talk. Those of you who are following in the archives, and that is why. So I'm going to go to the callers. Once again, next week, the radio show will be on Wednesday. I am leaving on Thursday. I am going to be in Louisville, Texas, at Miracles of Joy, doing what I do, playing dress-ups and doing what I do. Which is always fun. And it's fun. I don't do it if it's not fun. Okay. Let me go to the first caller. Wait a minute. I got to grab, I need to change phones. If everybody will just hold for just a minute, because, anyways, long story, I've had trouble all day of tweaking things, you know, phones, computers, everything else. So hold on 1 second. Switching. I have to adjust the phone and tweak some wires here. Hold on 1 second. While I'm doing that, I will be in Houston, Texas, on, the first weekend of December, and I will be in Phoenix. Sorry if the sound is not so good. This is not the other phone is not the best. And I will be in Phoenix the last weekend in January. For those of you who have been waiting, I've had a lot of requests, when are you coming back to Phoenix, and I am going to be doing that, I think it's the 29th, at a psychic fair, and I'll be doing readings. So, and life moves on, right? 2017, and a big push for vote. Vote your heart, vote your conscience, vote. The country gets the leadership it deserves based on its consciousness. And so please, the Tuesday after, 10 days or so. Okay, please do vote. All right, fixing up the last wire here on this phone. Hold on one moment. Okay, let me get back to my headpiece. Hopefully that'll last us through the rest of the radio show, and I can take your calls, which I'm excited about. That's the part of the show that I do love. Hold on just a moment. All right. Turning this off. All right. Whew. Interesting. Electronics. Okay. 831, you've been holding the longest. 831, you are on the air. Hello there. Give me your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Lily from California.
Hi, Lily. How are you doing, honey?
Most part I'm doing great. I'm putting it forward, saying my flourishing affirmations, trying to get out of my ego a little bit with past residual feelings, it always seems to illuminate larger during the holidays with my family and the power plays and the, and I'm a mental health professional, so I'm like, it's not my ego.
Oh,
it's
honey,
their ego.
Yeah, I totally get it. Your own
stay
stuff.
In the vibration.
Exactly. Stand outside. You know, I always visualize it as nodding and smiling a lot with the family and not saying much, standing outside the circle of the dynamics. Yeah, I totally get it. And
I know that
you
people,
are.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
Sorry. I'm also dealing with the school district for my son who started. He's a freshman. This is the second quarter of his school year, and his first quarter we found out that his grades just plummeted. So I started questioning people, and of course their egos kind of went up, and I'm like, well, where's his IEP? And they're like, IEP? He's never had an IEP. I said, he's had an IEP in his preschool, so I don't understand. And investigation, they never applied any special treatment. And this kid has been forging through his education until his freshman year. And I bless all those teachers because they really hung in there with him. So we're scrambling because if his grades plummet, he doesn't get to play football and he doesn't get to do any other sports. And I'm like, that's not my son's fault. And you're talking about blame. And I'm like, okay, take it up, you know, put it on yourself. What are you doing here? And I'm doing everything right now as we speak. I'm typing all the letters that I need to all the doctors and the teachers.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Can I ask, what's an IEP? For those of us who don't
know. Individual education plan. So if your child has, or 504 they call it, if your has speech therapy, ADHD, ADD, some kind of that could help them along. They're not to a point where a child cannot participate in a class.
Right.
They just don't absorb the information the same way as the masses do and are expected to. So
let me give you this. Let me go ahead and give you this, because the angels are tapping me on the shoulder. Good for you. Now, what you have to understand is this is a part of your son's experience, which you have signed on to help him with.
Yes.
And your son is a highly psychic, highly intuitive, highly developed avatar in a physical body who finds the day-to-day function very mundane.
Oh, God, yes.
And that is, you have to help him. Your job is to support him, help him understand that this is how the system is. Welcome to the real world, my son. Because I can remember my daughter saying to me, I could teach that class. She's 10. I can teach the class, Mom, better than the teacher can. And why do I have to be a kid? And why do I have to go through these things? And I know it's very frustrating for them, but
hideous,
your son just wants to get through this, bless his heart, and he wants to have some fun along the way. But like I said, he finds this all very mundane. What you need to do is connect with his angels and your angels and explain to him that he's not like other people, and he has to go through this. And what grade is he in? What grade did you say?
Freshman, ninth grade.
Ninth grade. He's not too far away from it. He's got to give his all. He can do this. It just takes his attention and focus, as you have said, and that he has to do his best to get out of here and be able to do what he really wants to do in the real world once this is done. there is so much emphasis paid on this, these high school years for, you know, so many of these kids, and it can be so difficult for them to even give a you-know-what, because they're just so much smarter and so much more advanced than the average person, as you said, than the masses. So he is very special. So let me give you some very specific things. First of all, you need to send him to school and just surround, ask Archangel Michael to go with him, surround him with angels, which
every
you
day.
May already do.
Yes,
and you need
day.
To explain to him that, you know, I know you're bored, I know it's mundane, I know this stuff just is, you know, my eyes roll into the back of my head when I start reading other people's articles about certain things, and it's like, okay, I just want to know, give me the gist of it, give me the stuff I really need to know and quit with the other crap, basically.
Right.
That comes
yeah.
from having a really high frequency. And
okay.
So you have to explain to him that he has a really high frequency and that he is different than everybody else. And so because he's different and the schools are still catering to the masses, he's just going to have to try twice as hard. Because he'll do it. He'll put his effort in. You do your part. But there's only so much that you can do. So, but he's just going to have to apply himself and you know, put that round peg in that square hole, because he can do it for a few more years, and so he can have the things that he wants, like playing football. Then the other last thing for you, or the other thing that the angels are telling me, is when you go to bed at night, it is very, very important, any night that you remember, and you won't remember every night, so don't feel bad, but go to bed tonight, and when you're laying there, say, okay, angels, I want to, my angels and my higher self to meet with my son's angels and his higher self on a higher plane of consciousness to work this through. Because when you do that, you're literally working on that highest level available without ego. And it works really, really well with kids. It breaks down the barriers. It breaks down the walls that the ego puts up, because there's a lot of ego in high school. And
well, on that note,
it'll help.
Go ahead. On that note, his biological father and one of my four sisters have been nipping at his heels, whispering in his ears behind my back, saying, we can help you. You could do more 500 miles south from where you're living now. And he held that emotion. I knew something was up because I could read my son like a book. He held that in him until Sunday, this last Sunday, for at least a week, 2 weeks. Do you see his biological father influencing him? His stepfather, my husband, is more like a father to him, and I don't want to – I'll fight for my kid. I already fought for him once. Fighting
You're
for him
going
again
to
now.
Have to, I'm going to have to abbreviate this because I have other callers. But I'm going to give you this. You need to find out what he's thinking, ask him what he really wants, and ask him why. Hold him accountable to what it is that, I mean, you know, sometimes just to get out, not so much your home, I don't see that with him, but to get out of the school situation he's in and go someplace new and different is exciting, especially for kids. And a lot of that has nothing to do with you. It's just, you know. But you're going to have to help him figure out his thoughts. What are you thinking? How are you feeling about this? Why would you want to move? I don't think he's going to go. But I do see the energy kind of flitting there because what we have to understand is, and what we need to help him understand, you can't fight for him if he doesn't want to be fought for. You see?
Yes.
So you have to help him figure out his thoughts, the whys and wherefores of it. And that is what helps a lot when you go to bed at night and you meet with him on a higher level of consciousness. It breaks down the walls and it breaks down the barriers. It helps him get more clarity because we're really dealing with energy at that level with no ego. Ego can push mm-hmm. us in a direction that we don't want to go. And the more you got to understand, you also have a teenager, and he also is in a physical body, and he is a teenager. And the more we try to force them to stay, the more they're going to want to go. When you say
yes.
you can't do that, the more they're like, bet me I can. So the fact that you can still read him is really good. By the time my daughter was in that grade, I couldn't read. She shut herself off to me. So you're in a good position. Mm. Now I'm going to go because I have other callers, but I want you to understand that you are dealing with a highly evolved being with an ego. So you want to make him think, hold him accountable for his decisions by being loving and caring and saying, okay, how does that feel? What do you want to do this for? What can we do to make your life more enjoyable? Any of those things. You're going to have to be very open, and that's the best advice I can give, especially meeting on that higher
level.
That's
beautiful advice. Beautiful
advice.
So good
luck.
Thank you so much.
Stay in touch, too, okay? Stay in touch.
Oh, I will.
I know it's difficult. I am so glad my daughter's 26 and living 1,000 miles away. I love her dearly, but it's like, wow, okay. Signed on for that. Now I'm done. Woo, okay. So you take care of
her.
Got her
where she needed to be. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Oh, kids, it's a big one, especially, these days. Good God, these avatars coming in and having to be, okay. You all know what I'm talking about. I got 910. 910, you're on the air. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Jay in North Carolina.
Hi, Jay in North Carolina. What's happening?
You know, it was an awesome show today. I got a lot from listening from
Good.
The beginning.
Good.
And I got to say, marijuana, I've been sober for 9 years now.
Uh-huh.
And marijuana has basically saved my life.
I can understand.
Well, and especially when I quit drinking, I mean, they had me on all kinds of antidepressants. I mean, it felt like I was
sure.
doing a Thorazine shuffle. You could have ran my foot over with a semi, got out and apologized to me.
Right.
I'd have been like, oh, I'm fine. It's no problem. You know what I mean? I was so passive. Marijuana, it's not like I'm getting – the thing about it for me is it's not like getting high. It's not like –
No, I
getting
know.
High and I'm not escaping and getting out of my brain or out of my problems or anything. It just calms
no.
me
Put
internally.
In.
Yeah, exactly. And it keeps
And you're
me
able
in the
to
present.
Understand yourself better. And I didn't always
yes.
feel that way because, of course, you know, the propaganda, but things are opening up more. And the higher in frequency you go, you know, even the less you'll need of that. But right now, while you're transitioning, getting into that higher frequency, it really helps you see things more clearly. Now, I don't know what the shape of the cannabis deal is in North Carolina. I'm pretty sure California will vote it in, and Colorado has it, and so does Seattle. Do they even have medical marijuana there, honey?
Yes.
Good. Well, at least there's that. It's coming around. And it has to because the frequency is requiring something like that for people. So good for you. Good for you. And it helps you find the balance that you need.
Absolutely.
And I was going to tell you something. But it is because, first of all, you're a male. And there's so much more that goes on with ego and on the mental plane because of the way society teaches us that males should be. And because you're a highly evolved soul, like I was telling that gal about her kid, you came in as a highly evolved soul, not really fitting in. So there's a lot that you struggle with in regards to who you are.
At 44,
so,
yes, I'm still lost.
Yes, still at, of course.
I have
and
no idea why I'm here.
But what is happening now is that the frequency is getting higher, and you're going to find more of a comfort zone for yourself. And the more you go inward and the more you are able to accept yourself, that's a huge deal. You got to love yourself, and I know you struggle with that. The more you accept yourself and understand that you are highly evolved, you know, we're not so different, you and I. I've just had more years unwrapping the package, I guess, to figure out who I am.
Right.
And you as a stubborn, you know, strong, very strong individual. And excuse me, male in this feminine creative energy that's rising, you know, you try to force things to happen, and what you're learning and your energy is different, by the way, since you've called today, I will tell you that. What I'm picking up is your energy is different. You're moving with the energy more, and I think that's because 2016 crown chakra is more to your liking than last year or the year before or the year before. So whatever works for you, my friend. I'm sure you have a question. What question can I answer for you today? And I hope whatever
I
can help.
Absolutely. Well, I was just on a very serious level. I know it's going to sound silly, but am I going to find my purpose soon? Because I literally feel like I'm losing it this year.
And that is because nothing is happening. And that is because, you know, my friend I had lunch with yesterday said the same thing to me. I just feel so disconnected and so blah, 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 and so blah, blah, blah. You got to quit forcing this. Your purpose is in finding your happiness in this moment. Your purpose is in being completely in yourself and saying, just as I said, just as that affirmation was today, it is, I accept all that I am and have in this moment. As soon as this is what, when nothing is happening, your discontentment is your ego saying you should be doing something. What you're doing is adapting to who you really are, which is this highly evolved spiritual being. There is nothing more important than that. That is the purpose. When you quit struggling against it and just accept this moment, then you'll be able to find your joy, which you would probably consider your purpose. Your joy may be teaching Reiki. Your joy could be, you know, giving, you know, ski lessons. I don't know, whatever it is, that's how you change the world. But you will change the world by just finding your joy. And you don't think that's enough. You think you should be inventing something or doing something huge, and you may get there, but you won't get there until you accept all that you are at this moment and all that you have at this moment and find the peace in that. Do you understand what I am telling you?
Yes.
This is the I am. This is the capital I am, and you are closer now than you were a year ago. You are so much closer now, and that struggle, that restlessness is in your solar plexus, and you need to go and find out what is kicking your ass. Who are you trying to prove to? What are you trying to prove? Because finding your purpose, saving the world, or whatever it is, shows that's ego. What you want to be is the avatar that you really are, at peace in this moment. I mean, people already talk to you. People already, you know, that you don't even know. You're at the grocery store and they start talking to you. What do you think you're reflecting? You're reflecting this high frequency that they're attracted to. Are you understanding what I'm telling you? You already got
kind
it.
Kind of.
You just
I work at a burger joint and everyone there hates me. So I'm trying to
figure
it out.
Well, that's because you carry a higher frequency. But there are also people that will talk to you, that like talking to you. Are you understanding? You carry a high frequency. You reflect that frequency. And everybody hates you? Well, that's because your frequency is pounding against their lower frequency. And you are an avatar in a place where that needs that energy. And the sooner you accept that and say, thank you for this job, thank you for being where I'm at, the sooner you can accept that, the faster. Your purpose is to accept yourself, my friend. I'm sorry, it doesn't get more spectacular than that. And whatever comes after that comes with love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health, whatever your joy is. And that's, but you change the world by accepting who you are and finding your joy in being you. It's a big deal.
It's a
huge deal, and you're working at a burger joint? Good, enjoy it. Give everybody a smile and tell everybody have a great day. Bless them. That's it. That you're changing the world right there. And that'll really piss off your other people that you work with. Go and have fun. Yeah. I know. And the people are either going to love you or hate you. There's not going to be a whole lot in between. I get the same thing. So be yourself. Have fun. Keep in touch, my friend.
All right, on. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. I don't know what I've done to my whole.
You
Who am I with?
Hello.
Oh God, I've got everybody turned on. What's your area code?
904.
All right, honey, hold on a second. I've got everybody on the line here. I don't know what I'm doing. Sometimes I end up backwards in this frequency. 831 and 910, I think I already talked to you guys. Okay, hi, how are you? I was wondering how you were doing.
Well, you know, I second what Jay said. You know, very good show. I had some sleepless nights too, but mine might be because of, you know, what's going on, but I try to think positive when I'm going to sleep, but it's like I woke up every hour and a half. When I looked at my phone, it's like, oh God, you know. So
yeah,
of course my day is kind of tiring, but your affirmation, you know, on point, you know. But things are, it's kind of like, I get to three and I go back to one. You know what I'm saying?
No, I absolutely do. And you have to understand that what you're doing is refining who you are. And let me tell you, been there myself. And that's the process. We think we're screwing up or we think we're not doing well. But, honey, that's the process. Accept it. Don't struggle against it. And when you wake up in the middle of the night, ask your angels, what do I need to know other than that? Let me go to sleep. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
I'm
going to get quick. You know, I'm in a, a transitional housing place, you know, where you can stay up to 18 months. And I've been on a waiting list for my apartment for a year next month. So I'm thinking it's just going to be a smooth transition. They could take their time. I got time now. And now the organization is shutting its doors. They, you know, let us know, but they are going to assist with trying to find housing for people. But, you know, I just have a very part-time job, you know.
Right.
So it's kind of like I may have to possibly share with someone until, or prayerfully, it will come through in the process because it's already
everything,
been a year.
The experiences that you are having, I need you to believe, trust, detach. You have put it out there what you want, and the universe is going to get you there. And what you have to do is say, okay, angels, I'm trusting you. This isn't what I had planned. But the universe is going, okay, we're going to put you here first, which is going to connect you with this person, which is going to put you over here. You have to understand the tapestry is being weaved for you to get everything you want. And how we get there, that's where the faith comes in. Does that make sense?
I hear what you're saying.
I know you do, girlfriend, and I know you've been through a lot, and I know it feels really uncomfortable sometimes, but you are doing, you get a high five and an attagirl from the angels. You're going to have to trust me on that. Everywhere you go, you drop blessings, you drop love, you are on a journey that blesses other people because of your amazing attitude. You are a blessing, and you are on your path, girlfriend.
All right.
Okay?
All right. You know, I just said, you know, one day at a time and do what I can do, you know, in that day. And, you know.
That's
all
it.
All right. I'm gonna shoot you an email because, you know, an amazing person that I went to high school but did not know in high school, we connected on May the 23rd, and we have been divinely connected like we've known each other all the time. So she has been a blessing,
blessing.
So you have a great trip.
I like
trip
that kind of stuff.
You have a
all
great
right,
trip.
Honey. And you take
okay
care of yourself.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Blessings, angel, blessings. All right. Okay, 831, I'm going back to you. Make sure we talked. We talked, right, 831?
Yes, we talked about my son. Thank you.
Okay. So do you have, we got time now. You're the last one. Do you have
okay
any questions as you were listening? Did it make sense to you?
Yes, and, you know, you listen to your program and some things resonate with you about other callers and
yeah,
and I just want to mention the
okay
marijuana or the oil. I had cancer twice,
okay,
skin and breast cancer at the same time, and they wanted to put me in all the chemicals that were beneficial for the pharmacies. I
yeah
actually started taking the oils, and tumors and moles and skin tags just fell off. They were gone, and within 6 months they've disappeared. And in California, I believe we have medical marijuana, and I know a
uh-huh
few people who use the oils, but I will contest to a lot of the mental health patients that I deal with in their in-home service who've used the marijuana over their pharmaceutical drugs. And I want to say six that I know of have not used their medications given to them by their
yeah
doctor, or have lowered their dosages. As far as vibration, I think when that, like you've mentioned, many of us that you've spoken to today are a higher vibration and want answers and confirmation. A lot of this that you've said,
yeah,
people have already known. They just need to hear the confirmation
right
and trust themselves because they don't have that. And when you talk to people who are a lower vibration, who rely on these items, pharmaceutical
yeah
items, they are not at that vibration. So part of my background in Eastern medicine is to help them resonate with their own energies and shed that.
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah, and we all, you and I, first of all, you are my hero. And I would have, you know, cancer, I've been shown in another frequency, in another timeline, I did have cancer. I've also been shown I'm not getting it in this lifetime, but I always thought if I had cancer, I would go for the natural. Like I said, you are my hero, because as soon as you hear that word, that C word, everything in you freaks out. The ego goes crazy. And
yeah
the reason, and you and I both know that the reason we don't have cannabis available to everybody is because there's no money in it. And
no, the pharmaceutical companies support the medical
yeah
schools.
Yes, and they make big bucks off of chemo. And,
yeah,
you know, to me, like you, people, you know, I don't, anyways, you're my hero, and good for you. And hopefully it'll get voted in this this go-round. They've got it. They're voting. There's a lot of money going into Arizona to keep it from being a yes. Boy. But I hope so. It is. We do have the medical. And so you take care of yourself, honey, and good for you. Like I said, God, good for you. My hero.
Thank you, ma'am. Oh, I just want
to
be a testament to others. Trust in yourself. Trust in that vibration.
Exactly. That took courage. That is, you are amazing. High five and an atta girl from the angels, too. Way to go. Way to go. Damn, don't you worry about the rest of this. You know, you do the same thing with your son, and you're there as a guide for him, and it's he'll be fine. He'll be
well. I told him I'm getting you prepared because I'm about to go back to work. I'm looking for
exactly.
work. So
well,
I
there
said...
you go. Yep. And I couldn't be more relieved. You know that I am no longer have children in the household. Okay, I am so done signing up helping somebody else on their path. I'm going for my own now. So, but you take care, darling.
Well,
you are a
testament to. I love listening to your archives when I'm driving down the road to the next client. I'll plug you up. So I'll just pick a random day and say, okay, what's the message I need to hear? And a lot of the times you're spot on.
Wow. You know, you just validated me. I didn't have any callers, which I think, you know, my listenership is not all that large anyways. I guess if I was at 5 o'clock or an evening thing, it would do better, but I don't want to do that. It's not convenient for me, you know. So I do
exactly.
this, and I told the angels, I said, okay, you know, if this door is closed or if I am done with this, you know, I will, you know, I'm sure another door will open up. And every time I say that or say, okay, where do I go next, somebody like you shows up and comes on and says, your message means a lot. So you validated my purpose today, so I want to thank you for that, and I will continue with my Thursday or Wednesday, when, as the case may be, next week, radio shows, and thank you for that. It shows me that what I'm doing has meaning, and I want you to know you're my hero. So have a wonderful day, and thank you.
You too, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
You're
Take
so
care,
welcome.
Sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
12-12. Isn't that nice? Okay, everybody, till next Wednesday. And thank you, all of you that listen in the archives. You validate me. So thank you so much. Till next week, have a great week. Be in the moment. Love your sweet spiritual self, and let it all be good. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.